This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Okay, good morning. This is Don Roby. I'd like to call the November 13th, 2025 Transportation Commission meeting to order. First order of business, please call the roll.
Chris Frick?
Here.
Lynn Jensen?
Here.
Jeff Karam is not joining. Larry Nelson?
Here.
Ron Rosenboom?
Here.
Austin Simons is not joining. Rick Valerie?
Here.
Mike Valley?
Here.
Don Roby?
Here. We have a quorum. First item of business, any considerations for conflicts of interest?
Mr. Chair, this is Dustin DeBoer with the legal office. We've got one that's been presented here in paper format today. To my understanding, Commissioner Rosenboom at the last scheduled meeting had verbally disclosed a potential conflict of interest. Commissioner Rosenboom has disclosed in a formal version, paper version, for the consideration of the commission here today. We would ask that there be a motion finding that the terms of the contract are fair, reasonable, and not contrary to public interest relative to the disclosure here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dustin. Ron, do you want to comment on this at all?
Well, I think it's fairly self-explanatory, but West River Foundation, I'm the executive director of that organization. We found out after 25, 26 years that we actually owned a building, a modular in Lemon that was used for a Head Start program, and they no longer use it for that. Been negotiating to try to dispose of that building. The city expressed some interest, but no contract has been issued at this date.
Okay. Dustin, would you repeat what you were suggesting as a motion?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. The motion here today would be that the commission finds that the terms of the contract are fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest.
The chair will entertain a motion to get on the table for first and a second, then we can discuss.
Jensen moves.
Valerie seconds.
We have a first and a second. Thank you, gentlemen. Is there any discussion or questions on this? Being none, we'll vote. Carrie, please call the roll. Aye for, if you're a favor, say aye. If you're opposed, say nay.
Frick?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Valerie?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Next up is the approval of the October 23rd, 2025 meeting minutes. Can I get a motion?
Valley will so move.
First by Mike.
Rosenboom will second.
Second by Ron Rosenboom. Any questions, considerations on the minutes? Being none, let's call the roll. All in favor say aye. All opposed say nay.
Frick?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valerie?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye. Motion carries. Next up is public input. Is there anybody in the commission room or on the line that would like to address the commission? If so, please identify yourself and you'll be recognized. Okay, if no public input, we'll move on. Consideration of bid awards. Mike Dean.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Just one item here for you this morning. It's the November 5th bid opening. I'll turn it right over to Mr. Weisgram. Sam.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, this is Sam of Weisgram with the Office of Project Development, here to present the bid results and recommendations for the November 5th bid opening. November 5th bid opening originally consisted of 7 contracts that we had advertised. However, 2 of the contracts were withdrawn, so we ended up opening bids for 5 contracts on November 5th. For the 5 contracts we did bid, 20 bids were received. Low bids totaled $12,829,000, which was $1,460,000, or 10.2% below the engineer's estimate of $14,286,000. We have completed our review of the bids, and we just have one grouped recommendation for you this morning, in consideration of the fact that projects 1 and 2 were withdrawn from the letting. The only recommendation we have will be a group recommendation for projects 3 through 7. So projects 5 and 7 were both within 10% of our engineer's estimate. Projects 3, 4, and 6 were all more than 10% below our engineer's estimate. In consideration of the favorable bid results, we are recommending approval of the award of contracts 3 through 7.
Okay, we have a recommendation to approve projects 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. The chair will entertain a motion.
Rick will make a motion.
Is that to approve?
Yes.
Okay, approval by Chris to approve. Is there a second?
Jensen seconds.
A second by Lynn. Any question or discussions? Being none, Carrie, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. All opposed, nay.
Frick?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valerie?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Sam.
Yes, thank you.
That is all the items we have. Is there anything else that anybody wants to bring before the commission?
Reminder that the next meeting is on Tuesday, November 25, and it is a full meeting, but it will be done via conference call.
Mr. Chairman, this is Joel. This morning we have our discussion and presentation to the GOAC, the Legislative Oversight Committee. And there's 2 agencies in front of us, but if you don't have anything else to do this morning and you wanted to listen in on that, you can go on the webpage and listen to that. So thank you.
Thank you, Joel. If there is nothing else, then I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.